You are going to listen to a talk by an expert from the film industry about some recent developments that have taken place in the film business. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
When we hear the name Hollywood, what comes to mind for most of us? Large film studios working with glamorous actors and actresses in leading roles in blockbuster films. And these films launching in cinemas with lots of pomp and ceremony is a must, isn't it? Well, yes, and that's how it always has been, right? It's fair to say that the film business has always been quite resistant to change. Until 2020, that is. Up until then, a studio's newest blockbuster had to play in cinemas for 90 days before it was launched for home entertainment. The logic for this was that people wouldn't pay the hefty price that a night out in the cinema costs when they could wait a few weeks to watch it on demand at home. But then the COVID pandemic happened, and the world, including cinemas, literally shut down, leaving them without an income for months and months. Studios tore up their schedules and postponed films until the following year and beyond, and cinemas everywhere had to accept that new films would be available online much sooner than usual. Some film studios chose to launch their films on streaming services like Netflix or digital rental platforms. Developments that had seemed impossible in the past suddenly began to occur at incredible rates. COVID forced us to try things that would have been harder to do under ordinary circumstances. And in a few short months, film producers like Universal Studios went from being the enemy of the cinemas to the savior of the business. Industry experts, myself included, agree that many of the new ways of doing things that we've seen during COVID are, not surprisingly, going to last beyond the pandemic. When we look back at 2020, we'll see that it gave us the opportunity to completely rebuild the model, though it remains to be seen just how things will progress. Will the existing aspects of film distribution that we've become used to become fixed? My prediction is that a lot of the innovation we've seen is going to continue. Studios and cinema owners accept that we're probably not going to have the 90-day cinema window ever again. Chances are that rather than a one-size-fits-all model, many believe things could operate on a studio-by-studio or even film-by-film basis. That means that films from a series like Fast and Furious might play longer in cinemas than, say, a new drama starring a legendary actor such as Tom Hanks, even though both are made by Universal Pictures. The conversation's very open at this point, and producers and cinema owners alike are stating their point of view in a genuinely convincing way. Universal Studios has already begun to test one of these suggested business models. It's made a deal with the Cineplex chain of cinemas to allow the studio to put new movies on a streaming service within weeks of its first appearing in cinemas. Universal is expected to make a similar deal with other leading cinema chains soon. In return for this, the cinemas are getting a share of the profits the film makes from being digitally streamed. Universal argues that its business model will be successful in the long run, due to the fact that the model works equally well for both sides. There is one major concern, however. And that is the fact that quite a few of these cinema chains are having huge financial problems and are about to go bankrupt. Despite the convenience and comfort of accessing films at home, Hollywood studios aren't prepared to accept the end of the cinema just yet. I've talked to several film executives, and they've assured me that people are more than eager to return to normal life. Exciting times ahead, then, for the Hollywood film industry. When we hear the name Hollywood, what comes to mind for most of us? Large film studios working with glamorous actors and actresses in leading roles in blockbuster films? And these films launching in cinemas with lots of pomp and ceremony is a must, isn't it? Well, yes, and that's how it always has been, right? It's fair to say that the film business has always been quite resistant to change. Until 2020, that is. Up until then, a studio's newest blockbuster had to play in cinemas for 90 days before it was launched for home entertainment. The logic for this was that people wouldn't pay the hefty price that a night out in the cinema costs when they could wait a few weeks to watch it on demand at home. But then the COVID pandemic happened, and the world, including cinemas, literally shut down, leaving them without an income for months and months. Studios tore up their schedules and postponed films until the following year and beyond, and cinemas everywhere had to accept that new films would be available online much sooner than usual. Some film studios chose to launch their films on streaming services like Netflix or digital rental platforms. Developments that had seemed impossible in the past suddenly began to occur at incredible rates. COVID forced us to try things that would have been harder to do under ordinary circumstances. And in a few short months, film producers like Universal Studios went from being the enemy of the cinemas to the savior of the business. Industry experts, myself included, agree that many of the new ways of doing things that we've seen during COVID are, not surprisingly, going to last beyond the pandemic. When we look back at 2020, we'll see that it gave us the opportunity to completely rebuild the model, though it remains to be seen just how things will progress. Will the existing aspects of film distribution that we've become used to become fixed? My prediction is that a lot of the innovation we've seen is going to continue. Studios and cinema owners accept that we're probably not going to have the 90-day cinema window ever again. Chances are that rather than a one-size-fits-all model, many believe things could operate on a studio-by-studio or even film-by-film basis. That means that films from a series like Fast and Furious might play longer in cinemas than, say, a new drama starring a legendary actor such as Tom Hanks, even though both are made by Universal Pictures. The conversation's very open at this point, and producers and cinema owners alike are stating their point of view in a genuinely convincing way. Universal Studios has already begun to test one of these suggested business models. It's made a deal with the Cineplex chain of cinemas to allow the studio to put new movies on a streaming service within weeks of its first appearing in cinemas. Universal is expected to make a similar deal with other leading cinema chains soon. In return for this, the cinemas are getting a share of the profits the film makes from being digitally streamed. Universal argues that its business model will be successful in the long run due to the fact that the model works equally well for both sides. There is one major concern, however, and that is the fact that quite a few of these cinema chains are having huge financial problems and are about to go bankrupt. Despite the convenience and comfort of accessing films at home, Hollywood studios aren't prepared to accept the end of the cinema just yet. I've talked to several film executives, and they've assured me that people are more than eager to return to normal life. Exciting times ahead, then, for the Hollywood film industry.